you to be six? I know you've had a lot of odd things happen to you in your career, but you know, 6 weeks after you left, you're playing the team you were playing for.
Yeah, you know, it is a little strange. Yeah, I think I said it today when I was talking to our guys here. It's, you know, if you would have told me 6 weeks ago that, you know, we were getting ready to play this game, you know, I would have thought that I was going to be playing for the Eagles, you know, and we'd be getting prepared to play the Vikings. So, you know, the fact that it's the other way around and, you know, I'm playing against the Eagles, you know, it's definitely not something that I expected.
So how big of an advantage is it for you, having been here for almost 2 years?
You know, I don't know if it's that big of one at all, to be honest. You know, obviously I think, you know, it helps, you know, that I've been there, that I'm familiar with the personnel, but, you know, the system that we're running here is completely different than the system, you know, that we ran against our defense in training camp. And so, you know, again, you know, that was the preseason. This is the regular season. I think things change once you get into the regular season. You know, obviously they'll have a game plan, you know, specifically designed to stop us and what we do. You know, so from that standpoint, I'm not sure how much help it is. You know, I think probably just knowing, you know, the personnel over there, you know, that probably helps a little bit.
Sam, at one point you wanted a trade, then it seemed you were preparing to be the starter. Was there bitterness when a trade happened at the end there?
You know, it was one of those things that it happened so fast that, you know, I didn't really have time to process it, and I honestly still haven't, you know, sat down and really thought it all the way through. You know, kind of like I told you guys, you know, in training camp and during the preseason, you know, I was really excited, you know, to be in Philly this year. You know, I thought we had a really good preseason. You know, I was excited to build on what we had did in the second half last year. You know, and I think when you spend, you know, so much time with the guys in that building, you know, when you're around the same people for, you know, a year and a half, and you put the time in to develop those relationships on and off the field, and then, you know, it just comes to an end, you know, without really having a chance to say goodbye or, you know, to go out on the field one last time and play with those guys. You know, I think there's always a little part of you that, you know, you're a little, you know, I guess down about that. But, you know, I've seen a lot in 7 years, and, you know, I've learned to expect the unexpected, and, you know, I'm excited for every opportunity that's given to me, and, you know, I just try to take it a day at a time.
Sam, looking back now, though, especially after the trade, obviously, do you get the feeling that maybe you were just in the way of the Eagles getting on with their future?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, I think that would probably be a better question for Doug and for Howie and, you know, how they feel. You know, it's kind of hard for me to answer that one.
Sam, how much have you followed the Eagles so far this year, and how much have you followed Carson's progression?
You know, I've tried to watch him, you know, when I can. You know, like I said, you know, I've still got a lot of really good friends on that team. You know, I enjoy watching them play and watching them have success. So, you know, I've tried to watch as much as possible. You know, just from what Carson's done, you know, it's been awesome to see him play the way he has, you know, and it really doesn't surprise me. You know, I think if you look at, you know, him, where he came in, you know, in OTAs, the progress that he made, the way he was playing at the end of training camp, you know, he was playing at a really high level. And so, you know, for him to come in and have the success that he's had, you know, I don't think it really surprises me.
Sam, how much different are the pressures in Minnesota compared to Philadelphia?
You know, I've said this before. I think that, you know, regardless of where I'm at, I'm always going to put more pressure on myself to play well than anyone on the outside. You know, I think you guys know me. I don't really pay attention to much outside of the building, outside of what I'm focused on. And so, you know, even though I'm in Minnesota, it's obviously different than Philadelphia, but, you know, I still demand a lot from myself, you know, and I put pressure on myself to go out there and play well each week.
Sam, what caught you more off guard, the trade for Carson or the trade to Minnesota?
Probably the trade to Minnesota, to be honest, just because it was completely off my radar. It just wasn't something that I was even thinking about. And, you know, when I got that phone call on Saturday morning, I did a little double take, and I was like, what? But, you know, like I said, you know, in this league, you know, I've seen enough to know you just kind of got to stay prepared for, you know, anything at any time, and, you know, you just got to roll with it and make the best of every situation you're in.
So what were you doing? I know that you were in Oklahoma for fishing. Were you actually fishing when that call came in?
No, I was actually, I had actually just woken up. I mean, it was at like 8 in the morning on Saturday, and, you know, me and my wife had just planned to, you know, I think OU was playing that day, and we had kind of planned to just hang out, watch the OU game, you know, enjoy the weekend off, and then next thing you know, I get the phone call, and then I'm on a plane to Minnesota, and then that afternoon, I'm learning another new offense.
Were there any rumors that got your way before the actual news came to you?
No.
What happened to your place in Jersey here? Like, have you been able to send anyone back here or get your stuff that was here?
Yeah, you know, my wife was able to go back. I think she ended up making it back like the following week or 2 weeks afterwards, and you know, we had gone to Oklahoma just for a few days, so we really didn't have much in the way of clothes or anything. And so she got us some more clothes and then kind of got everything marked and packed up for the movers. And then, you know, our stuff finally got to Minnesota probably about a month after the trade.
Sam, you've never really played on a team that's, you know, that's been this good throughout your career. What's that like for you this year? I mean, obviously you're playing really well. The team's playing really well. I mean, what has that been like?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, I think everyone will agree, you know, winning cures all. And, you know, when you're winning, you know, work's more fun. You know, you enjoy life more. You know, it's just a better feeling, you know, in the building when you're winning. And so, you know, for us to play the way we have early and, you know, to be winning, you know, it's just been a lot of fun. You know, obviously, I'm kind of still getting to know, you know, this place, this organization, my teammates. But, you know, it's been fun so far, and I'm just trying to enjoy the ride.
What do you attribute your success to out there, Sam?
I don't know, you know. Yeah, obviously, I think I'm surrounded by, you know, a great group of guys in this locker room. You know, we've got a lot of talent across the board. You know, I think, you know, from the moment I've got here, everyone's had my back. They've been very supportive. You know, they've all, you know, stayed after, you know, to throw with me, to help me, you know, understand concepts, watch film. You know, everyone's offered a helping hand in this process early. And so it's really been nice knowing that, you know, the guys in this locker room, you know, I've had my back since day one. Obviously, it's a little bit different situation for everyone, especially, you know, when you come in the week of the regular season. But, you know, I think just that, and then, you know, I think just kind of going through what I've gone through, you know, being different places, going through injuries, just the perspective I have now, you know, on the game, on life. You know, I think my mindset is just in a better place, you know, than it probably has been in the past.
Sam, what kind of reception do you expect Sunday? You know Eagles fans, you know the visiting teams, what happens when they come in. What kind of reception do you expect?
What type of reception do you guys expect?
Good question.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I know what it's going to be like. Obviously, you know, last year, you know, being there, you know, yeah, it's a tough atmosphere for road teams to play. You know, I get that. You know, I think we all understand that when we come up there. You know, I'm sure there'll be a little extra, you know, for us this week too. But, you know, I'm really not too focused on, you know, what it's going to be like.
Was there any relief that came with the trade, Sam? I mean, you had asked for one before. So when it did come, along with those emotions, was relief in it with it?
You know, I don't know. You know, I think, at the point of the trade, I really honestly accepted, you know, being in Philadelphia this year. I was excited about being in Philadelphia this year. You know, I was looking forward to playing with those guys this year. Obviously, you put a lot of time in the off season during training camp, and so I really was looking forward to that. So, you know, when I got the call, I'm really not sure if there was any relief.
Sam, Carson got hurt, obviously, so he missed a lot of preseason. But when they made the trade, did you stop and think to yourself whether you thought that he was ready? I know you're moving on, but just from what you had seen, having gone through that?
You know, honestly, I didn't really put a lot of thought to it, considering I had to learn an offense that day. You know, but like I said, you know, I think just watching him progress, you know, I know he was hurt, but, you know, just watching what he was able to do in the preseason when he was in there playing, you know, I thought he was playing at a very high level. You know, I think mentally he's very sharp. I think he understands the game. You know, he was great with the protections, with the checks. So, you know, I don't think I'm surprised the way he's playing right now.
Sam, what will you remember most about your time in Philly?
My time in Philly? You know, probably just the guys. You know, I made some relationships, some friendships on that team that, you know, will hopefully last a lifetime. You know, I really do mean it when I said that, you know, I really enjoyed working with that group of guys. You know, the group of guys in that locker room is special. You know, I've got a lot of friends in there, you know, and I'm just appreciative to all those who were there who helped me.
I'm Sam. You've emphasized that you were excited for the season. What do you think would have been of the season if you were here?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I think that'll always be a question mark. But, you know, like I said, I was excited. I thought we had a really good preseason, really good training camp. And, you know, I was looking forward to building on what we were able to do kind of the second half of last year.
I imagined you wouldn't allow yourself to look beyond this season when you were with the Eagles. You walked into another situation where there is a quarterback there, and he's coming off, though, a very serious injury. You know, what does the whole future hold for you?
Man, you guys know me well enough. I mean, I take it a day at a time. I'm not really worried about what next year or what next week or what next month holds. You know, I'm worried about coming in here every day, just getting better, you know, trying to be a good teammate and helping this team find a way to win.
How do you feel you were handled while you were here by the organization?
I thought I was handled great there. You know, Jeffrey is obviously a fantastic owner. You know, I really enjoyed getting to know him. You know, obviously, I wasn't around Doug during a regular season, but, you know, getting to know him, getting to know that offensive staff in the off season, you know, I think they've got a lot of really bright minds on that staff, and I think I learned a lot about football in our meetings, and I really enjoyed being around all those guys.
As you've watched tape this week, what jumps out to you about the Eagles?
You know, obviously their defense is playing really well right now. Which, again, doesn't surprise me just because we saw those guys every day in training camp. You know, they seem to be getting after the passer, you know, forcing a lot of disruption up front. And, you know, we know that we're going to have our hands full with those guys.